In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Reverend Father, dear faithful, the two persons in the world whom God loved best were Jesus and Mary. And the advantages which they possessed over all creatures on account of their virtue were that they suffered more than all. No two persons were ever so tried as they. Let us console ourselves then in sorrow, for the more of it we have, the more shall we be like Jesus and his blessed mother. This quotation from a saint, the Jesuit brother, St. Alphonsus Rodriguez, gives us the Catholic spirit about suffering. Suffering is valuable because it is the thing that most makes us like our Lord Jesus Christ and his mother. Does this mean that the life of us Catholics is just a life of suffering? Or does it mean that we Catholics have to live an unhappy life here below? Not at all. You notice that we have a different word than suffering for unhappiness. We speak of sadness, we speak of depression, we speak of unhappiness, but this is a different word from the word suffering. And this indicates to us that while suffering is often a cause of sadness and unhappiness, it doesn't have to be so. It is possible to suffer and be happy. You know that every single person in this life has to suffer something. We all have our measure of suffering. This is a valley of tears. It's a consequence of sin. Sin brings suffering into this life. But the way in which each person suffers is different. And what our Catholic faith offers us is the possibility of enduring the sufferings of this life while being happy. How is that so? We can do this if we simply live our life in a spirit of faith. It all starts with this realization, I am a sinner. I have caused the death of our Lord. I have done evil. My sins and the sins of others is the reason why there is suffering in this world. We have to be very clear about that. Where does suffering come from? It comes from sin. That is the source of suffering. But we have this good and loving God, and in response to the evil, the tide of evil that sin brought into this world, our good and loving God decided to become incarnate, to become human, to take on a human nature, and to fix sin, or to provide a solution to sin. The solution that he chose was to suffer. This is God's answer to sin. Suffering injustice. We know our Lord suffered terribly, suffered horribly. He was mocked. He was scourged. They spit in his face. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They nailed him to a cross and had him hang there until he died. And what happened? Our Lord willingly offered himself as a lamb to a slaughter. He said nothing. He allowed them to crucify him. And it's as if he went down to the depths of evil and he turned it inside out. He suffered the effects that evil causes in this world to an extreme degree. And by willingly accepting these sufferings and offering them to the Heavenly Father, he did the greatest good possible. He turned back the tide of evil by accepting the consequences of evil, by suffering the consequences of evil in a spirit of sacrifice. This is the divine answer to the evil of our world. This is the divine solution to evil. This is what we are celebrating in this feast today, the exaltation of what? An instrument of torture, a horrible execution of the God-man by which he cast the devil out, by which he conquered the world. Our Lord manifests to us on the cross this great mystery of the faith, that evil above all is defeated by enduring in a sacrificial spirit the suffering that comes from evil. This is the divine means for overcoming evil in this world. This is how we, my dear faithful Catholics, this is our weapon. This is how we overcome evil, how you overcome evil, how I overcome evil. We suffer with the same spirit as our Lord Jesus Christ. When we are sick, when we are being insulted, rebuked, humiliated, when injustice is being done to us, when someone steals from us, someone takes advantage of us, someone betrays us, someone lies to us, and we suffer, and we offer this suffering to the Heavenly Father. We bear it and offer it to the Heavenly Father. Every single one of you has the power, through the grace of God, to do exactly what our Lord did on the cross. You have the power to defeat the tide of evil in this world by suffering in union with Christ, by taking the suffering, your lot of suffering in this life, and suffering in union with Christ. That's how you be an agent of good in a world full of evil. Suffer in a supernatural way. But, my dear faithful, this requires so much spiritual maturity on our part. It's hard to get there. It's difficult. It runs so contrary to our fallen human nature to suffer willingly. We don't like it. And we have to have a very strong spirit of faith. We have to have a very strong and generous heart. We have to have a very great love of our Lord, this burning desire to be like him, for us to get to the point to where we embrace the sufferings that come to us. Our fallen human nature, it inclines us to feel sorry for ourselves when we're suffering, and it inclines us to want to do evil to people when we're suffering. When people do evil to us, we automatically want to do evil back to them. We want to lash out against them. We want to take revenge. This is what our fallen human nature tells us to do. We have to fight that in order to allow grace to lift us up, to endure the sufferings like Christ. It takes a lot of reflection on the example of our Lord and our Lady, a lot of praying, a lot of grace. We have to think about this. We have to say, my suffering, born in union with Christ, makes up for my sins and my injustices, as well as those of the world. My suffering earns me a life without suffering for all eternity in heaven. My suffering makes me like the incarnate God. I imitate God and his Holy Mother. My suffering, born willingly, makes me a better person, a holier person, a much better person than I would be otherwise. So many benefits. That's why Catholics have always seen suffering as being precious. We, of course, have to especially look at the saints when we consider this topic. And they show something to us that seems like a paradox in this life. It seems to be very strange. It is that the happiest people in this world are, in fact, the people who suffer well. They are the happiest people. We always think that what's going to make us happy is like being rich, being famous, having great friends. And of course, these things give a certain measure of happiness. But the only people in this world who are consistently able to remain joyful at all times are those who suffer well. This is where the saints get their joy. Because if you can be happy in the midst of the main cause of unhappiness, then you will never be unhappy in this life. It's a very high perfection. There's a face, my dear faithful, I want you to look at. It's the face of our Lord on the Shroud of Turin. If you look at the body on the Shroud of Turin, what do you see? You see this body that has been brutalized with terrible violence, excessive violence done to this body. And then you go up, you move your eyes up, and you look at this face. And you're so surprised. What a contrast. This face is so peaceful. This face is almost happy. The face of our Lord in the midst of a terrible agony. One of the most beautiful examples of suffering with joy among the saints is given by a little child, Jacinta Marto, one of these three seers of Fatima, the youngest of the three. Our Lady showed her this vision of hell. She saw all these souls falling into hell. And from that point, she just had this burning desire to save souls from hell. And she understood the best way to do that is to suffer for them, to bear the consequences of their sins with the supernatural spirit. And Our Lady told her, he said, you are going to die young and you are going to die alone. One of the most fearful things for her was to die away from her family. And this is what Our Lady told her was going to happen to her. She contracted the Spanish flu, which later turned into tuberculosis. They had to take her to the hospital in Lisbon, far away from her family. Her family could only visit her rarely. She's just this little girl in a hospital bed. They had to perform an operation on her to remove two of her ribs with just local anesthesia. And she was suffering terribly. But when Lucia came to see her, she said, I feel such pain in my chest, but I do not say anything to my mother. I want to suffer for our Lord in reparation for the sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary, for the Holy Father, and for the conversion of sinners. Over time, she developed an abscess on her left side. And this abscess became a wound, and there was just like pus coming out of the abscess. And even in the midst of these pains, she told Lucia, I am so glad to suffer for the love of our Lord and our Lady. And this heroic child who must have saved so many people, after Our Lady told her, there's so many souls that fall into hell because there's no one to suffer for them. There's no one to pray for them. She died at the age of 10, alone, in that hospital of Lisbon. So, my dear faithful, a big measure of the real value of our life, the real fruitfulness of our life, our supernatural value, the value we have in the eyes of God, the turning back of evil, our contribution to the good of this world is in how we bear with suffering in this world. We must try to suffer well for the love of our Lord. Tomorrow we have this beautiful feast of the seven sorrows of Our Lady. And it's Our Lady especially we must go to humbly admit that we find this really difficult and ask her to give us something of her spirit. We, of course, sing the Stabat Mater and recite the Stabat Mater various times in our Catholic life. And such a good thing to do. I highly recommend just praying the Stabat Mater slowly tomorrow. And especially to pray these words with all sincerity. Let me share with thee his pain, who for all my sins was slain, who for me in torments died. Let me mingle tears with thee, mourning him who mourned for me all the days that I may live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.